This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really cutting straight to the core of digital advertising, but specifically for businesses that, you know, aren't playing on a massive scale, we're talking about those operating in really specific niche markets. Okay, let's try and unpack this a bit. When most people think Google Ads, their minds jump straight to volume, right? Big campaigns, broad keywords, chasing huge search numbers. But what if you're, say, a specialized HVAC tech focusing only on geothermal? Or maybe a lawyer who only handles litigation for family-run businesses? Jumping into those huge general battles like HVAC repair or lawyer near me, it's just incredibly expensive.
And often totally ineffective. Yeah, you're paying for clicks that aren't really your customer.
Exactly. So today we're looking at source material called Niche Market Google Ads Targeting Precision Matters. It basically provides a playbook for solving this exact challenge. The goal isn't volume here. It's like surgical precision.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about building profitable campaigns, even when the search data, you know, looks kind of small, maybe even discouragingly so.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is how business owners often see that low search volume and think, oh, there's no opportunity here.
Right. They get put off.
Yeah. But this source really flips that on its head. In these specialized markets, low volume doesn't mean no business. It actually means that almost every single click you get is from someone with incredibly high intent.
Okay.
They're not just browsing around.
Yeah.
They are actively looking to solve a very specific problem or, you know, hire a specialist like right now. So by using these precision niche market Google Ads strategies we're discussing, you kind of sidestep competing with the big guys on cost per click.
Right.
And instead, you focus on capturing those really high intent leads, often at a dramatically lower customer acquisition cost. That's the real opportunity we're digging into.
Absolutely. So our mission for you, the listener, is to dive into five key strategies. These are designed specifically to maximize your results and make sure your maybe limited budget goes exactly where it counts to your ideal prospect. So the first step, it really requires a complete mental shift. It's about how you pick your keywords. You've got to step away from that crowded battlefield of the big high volume terms.
That's right. The source really hammers this point home, the danger of those broad keywords. They might get you impressions, sure, but they often attract just noise.
Noise.
Meaning people who are maybe in the wrong location, or they can't afford your specialized service, or they're just way too early in their research process, the cost just outweighs the benefit almost every single time in these niche scenarios.
Got it. Okay. So strategy one, focus on long tail keywords. Instead of chasing those really broad, expensive terms, the niche approach means prioritizing phrases that might only get, a handful of searches each month?
Could be, yeah. Even just a few.
But they define the user's need specifically. Let's use the example from the source material. A digital marketing agency, but one that specializes only in B2B services. They shouldn't bid on just digital marketing agency. That's like a huge global fight.
Absolutely pointless for them.
Right. They need to target something super specific, like a B2B digital marketing agency for service businesses, or maybe even better, IT service provider digital marketing specialist. Much more precise.
That specificity is just crucial. Think about a local business, maybe a specialized roofing company that only does commercial flat roofs.
Okay.
A general search like roof repair is going to be totally dominated by residential guys, maybe some DIY articles, just noise like was said.
Right.
But a search for, say, commercial TPO flat roof repair specialist, DFW, even if that exact phrase only gets searched like three times a month, those three clicks, they're absolute gold.
Because the intent is so high.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're only paying for that exact moment when a searcher is actively looking for precisely what you offer. That ensures, you know, maximum efficiency for your ad spend.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But it immediately raises the question, right? If the search volume is naturally low for these long tails, how do we make sure we're reaching enough potential people? How do we compensate for that smaller pool?
That's a great question. And it leads us right into the next couple of strategies.
Yeah.
These focus more on who you're reaching, not just what they type into the search bar.
Yeah.
You know, if you connect this to the bigger picture, the limitation of search volume actually forces niche businesses to be smarter, more intelligent about filtering out the wrong people. You just can't afford ambiguity.
Which brings us neatly to strategy two, leveraging audience targeting. So Google Ads lets us build campaigns that are layered, right? With specific user profiles going way beyond just the keywords they search.
Yeah, this is where a small campaign can really punch above its weight.
How so?
Well, this is where you protect your budget. Take, for instance, a lawyer specializing only in family law. They might be struggling with those broad searches we talked about, but they can layer their ad group targeting. They can use demographics, make sure they only show ads to people in the right geographic area, maybe within certain income brackets. Google even lets you target based on specific life events or interests that relate to needing family law services.
Ah, interesting. And the source material also really emphasizes the power of remarketing lists here, especially for niche B2B stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Like the financial planning example they use. The sales cycle in B2B, it can be long, right? Someone might visit your site, look around, leave, and not search for your kind of service again for weeks, maybe months.
Exactly. So your ad spend should follow them. Using remarketing means you keep your firm visible, but only to people who've already shown some interest by visiting your site.
It's like pre-qualifying the lead before they even click again.
Precisely. You know they're already familiar with your brand, what you do. So that next click, if it comes, is way more valuable than just a cold click from a random search.
Okay, and here's where, according to the source, it gets really interesting for, like, aggressive niche growth. Strategy 3, use competitor targeting.
Ah, yes, that one's clever.
If your potential customer is already actively looking for a solution like yours, but maybe they're checking out your known competitors first.
Well.
Why not try and capture that intent right then and there?
Strategically, this is, well, it's kind of brilliant in these low-volume niches. Think about it. If only maybe 100 people a month search for a super specialized IT consulting service.
Okay.
And maybe half of those people are searching for the names of the two big established players in that space.
You're saying bid on their names.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You definitely consider bidding on those branded competitor terms.
Right.
You're essentially capturing customers who are already in that I need the solution now phase. They're just comparing their options.
It feels a bit cheeky, but I see the logic. It's like jumping the queue.
It is.
The source suggests doing this either by bidding on those branded search terms, which they say can often be surprisingly cost-effective, or by running display campaigns.
Right. Display ads targeted at audiences who've recently visited those competitor websites.
Yeah, showing your unique selling points right when they're doing their research.
You're basically placing yourself right there in the comparison shopping aisle online. It's a really effective way to quickly show that you're an equally valid, maybe even more specialized, option for them.
Okay, so we've covered keywords and targeting people, but now we need to address that fundamental challenge of low search volume head on. Even with perfect targeting, there's still going to be long stretches where your ideal client just isn't actively searching.
That's true. They're busy. They're doing other things.
Right. So we need visibility even when they're not searching. Which brings us to strategy 4, expand beyond search with display and YouTube.
This raises that important point about sustained brand presence, especially if the sales cycle is long.
So if your ideal high net worth client isn't searching for wealth management services today, where are they likely to be online?
Well, they're probably consuming industry content, right? Reading specialized news sites, watching videos relevant to their field or interests.
Okay, so the idea is to be there too.
Exactly. Think about the difference between specialized home services like those focused HVAC or locksmith examples we mentioned earlier.
Where the need is often sudden, urgent.
Right. You only search for a roofer when your roof is leaking. But in a B2B environment, like specialized IT services, the buying decision is often much longer, more complex. It might involve a whole committee.
Makes sense.
So display ads, YouTube campaigns, maybe some targeted remarketing banners. These keep your brand sort of perpetually top of mind, even when they're not in that immediate search funnel.
So for that specialized B2B service example, you could target specific YouTube channels that you know industry professionals watch.
Precisely. You build familiarity that way so that when they do finally start their active search, maybe weeks or months later, you're not a stranger. You're already a recognized, maybe even trusted name.
Okay, visibility is powerful, but it's completely worthless if you can't actually close the deal once they do click, right?
Oh, absolutely critical.
Which is why strategy 5, optimize landing pages for conversion, isn't just like, oh, nice to have. The source says it's mandatory.
It really is. With limited search volume, you just cannot afford to waste a single click, not one.
Yeah.
Imagine you've spent your carefully planned budget to capture that rare, super high intent lead
yeah.
who's searching for, say, a niche litigation expert. If that person lands on a page that's slow, cluttered, confusing.
Poof. Budget gone. Opportunity lost.
Gone forever. Yeah. That budget is just wasted.
So the source gives a pretty clear checklist for what makes a high converting niche landing page. First, the messaging has to be crystal clear. Instantly confirm they're in the right place.
Right. If they searched for specialized family law mediation, the headline better reflect that immediately. No ambiguity.
Second, the site needs to be fast, especially on mobile. Slow loading pages just kill conversions, particularly in those urgent niches like emergency locksmiths or roofers.
Speed is huge. Then third, strong calls to action. Make it obvious what you want them to do next. Don't hide the request consultation or get a quote button.
And finally, proof. Proof of results. Case studies, testimonials, maybe industry awards or certifications. These are essential for building trust, especially in these high-stakes, specialized markets.
That last point, trust, it's just paramount. Right. Think about it. When someone's searching for a niche service, they're usually dealing with a pretty significant problem. It could be about their money, legal compliance, their property.
High stakes.
Very high stakes. So your landing page have to look and feel like the high-value, expert solution provider you claim to be. It needs to justify the premium price your specialized service likely commands.
Okay, that covers the five strategies, but there's one final piece that kind of ties it all together.
Oh, yes. Measurement. The tracking.
Exactly. You mentioned earlier, proving ROI can be a big challenge in smaller markets, right? Especially if the click volume seems almost statistically insignificant sometimes.
It can be, yeah. But with these niche campaigns, tracking becomes even more critical, precisely because every single click has to be accounted for. You can't hide behind large numbers.
Right, which is why the source really stresses using transparency tools, things like Google Analytics, obviously, the dedicated conversion tracking built right into the Google Ads platform.
And critically, integration with your CRM, your customer relationship management system.
Why is the CRM integration so important here?
Because those integrations, they're really the backbone of smart decision-making in this context. In a niche market, a business leader doesn't just need to know the cost per click. That's almost irrelevant on its own.
Okay.
They need to know the cost per qualified lead, and ultimately, the actual revenue that was delivered by that specific campaign or keyword. These tools let you trace that whole journey.
From click to customer.
Exactly. Where did the lead come from? How much did it cost to acquire them? And crucially, what revenue did they generate for the business?
And having that data, that transparency, it allows for confident scaling, right?
Precisely. If you know, for example, that your long-tail keyword campaign targeting HVAC preventative maintenance contracts for schools reliably brings in a new client at a, say, $400 cost per acquisition.
Okay.
And you also know that that type of client is worth, on average, $10,000 a year to your business.
Then you know exactly how much you can afford to spend, and you can spend it confidently.
You can spend aggressively and confidently just on those specific, proven, precise terms and campaigns. No guesswork.
So the payoff for shifting to these niche market Google Ads strategies seems pretty clear then. It's about drastically reducing wasted ad spend and ensuring your budget only reaches that most valuable, highest intent audience segment. While the big guys, the large businesses, can maybe afford to chase high volume and high costs.
Which they often do.
Smart, specialized leaders, they recognize that the real efficiency, the real opportunity lies in this kind of precision targeting. So by actually implementing these strategies we've discussed, focusing on those long tail searches, leveraging audience layers, maybe even strategically targeting competitors, and then optimizing every single click for conversion, you really can turn that challenge of limited search volume into a steady, reliable flow of qualified business.
That's the goal. It really shifts the dynamic.
Okay, great discussion.
Yeah, definitely. We've spent this deep dive really focusing on how to use this kind of surgical precision to combat the challenges of, well, low search volume and maybe high competition in niche spaces.
Right.
So for your own business or maybe just your field of interest, here's something to think about. A final provocative thought for you. We've really hammered home that optimizing the landing page, that's mandatory, non-negotiable. But beyond that essential step, think about this. In your specific niche, which one of the other strategies we covered represents the single biggest, most overlooked opportunity for precision growth right now? Is it really drilling down even further on that long tail keyword specificity? Or maybe is it leveraging that multi-channel visibility display, YouTube, to stay top of mind during a long B2B sales cycle? Which lever needs pulling the most? That's the strategic choice, I think, that could really define your next phase of growth in a niche market.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.